it's Zach Childers. Welcome back to another real estate investing talk show with your coach, Zach Childers. This is where you get the update information on the real estate market, what you should be doing as an investor in today's market, how you should be starting, or if you're seasoned, the things you need to be aware of and how to get to the next level. Now, I want to tell you today's going to be an important call. If you're listening to me riding down the road, or if you're coming back and listening to me later, you got to remember something. We do these calls every Tuesday at 1:30 Eastern time zone, 12:30 Central time zone, for you to benefit from the information to grow your real estate business. I will tell you this right now, and that is, if you're just listening to me on our podcast or on our radio show, you need to join us on Facebook. You need to become a fan. You need to become a follower. How do you do that? You simply go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. So do that, because here's why. Listening is great. I appreciate you being on here and listening and tuning in to us, but I would love for you to join the show and see and ask questions and be able to interact with us on a regular basis. So that's important that you do that. But here's what our show's all about today. And I've already shared this with my Facebook family that's watching already. The show today is about what strategy is going to be the best strategy for you getting started. Also, how do you know when to scale up your strategies? So how do you know when to go from a wholesaler to a rehabber? How do you know when to go from a wholesaler to creative financing? How do you know to go from rehabbing to passive cash flow investments? These are the things I want you guys aware of. The other thing, the last part of this show is about something that you need to be aware of, and that is I'm going to have a battle of the investments. And what is that going to be about? That's going to be Bitcoins versus real estate. Ooh, what? Left jab, left jab. Oh, left jab, left jab, left jab. I'm going to battle it out with Bitcoins today. And why is that? Because I want you to understand that just because something is a craze right now in the market does not mean that it is the best investment for your dollar. And I'm going to help you to understand and see that later on in the show. So be with us, be with us. Listen, if you're listening in on the podcast or on our Blog Talk Radio, I want you to go to freedomfromflipping.com. Go to freedomfromflipping.com and look at what we are doing in November out in Dallas, Texas. And you should be a part of this. So go check that out. See what we're doing. And I think it's important that you come see me live for 3 days. Okay. So let's get started, Carly. So let's talk about this. Strategies. What are the four tiers of investing?
You've got wholesaling, you've got creative financing, you've got rehabbing, and then buy and hold.
That's right. Let's give Carly two clap. That's right. She's got it. How could she not get it, right? She's in here with me all day. So the point is that you as a new investor or a seasoned investor may not quite understand where you should be at or how should you get to the next level in real estate. So to help everyone get on the same page before we move forward is this. Tier one is always or seems to be the number one strategy that most new investors, when they hear about, they want to run face first into tier one, which is wholesaling. Now, I'm a fan of wholesaling. Everybody who knows me and my story knows I started as a wholesaler and I built my entire business with a foundation of wholesaling. And then I moved up through the tiers because, first off, I didn't have enough information to teach me anything different. And that was just what I was told to do. And so that's what I did. See, I'm very coachable. Did you hear that? I was told to do that and that's what I did. Okay. But I flipped it up, right? Because I was only taught traditional wholesaling, which we've had a class on this already, which was find a cash buyer, find a discounted property, and wholesale it. When, as the more I grew and the more I developed as a real estate investor, what I realized was, I feel like I should have like a Superman shirt on.
You should have done it.
Actually, I do have a Superman shirt at home. I dressed up as Superman family 1 year for Halloween. I should wear that. What was I talking about? Oh, as the more and more I got investing, I started realizing that traditional wholesaling was not the only wholesaling game out there. There was all these other ways to wholesale, from co-wholesaling to wholesaling the option, to wholesaling REOs, to wholesaling commercial, to wholesaling to a retail buyer that's getting financing. There's all different types of levels of wholesaling. And so I got really involved in that. But let's go back to the topic today is, how do you know which strategy is best for you? Well, let me help you identify this. If you are brand new to real estate and you literally have $0 to your name, and you are terrified of going out and raising money or calling hard money lenders or calling asset-based lenders, then yes, wholesaling would be your primary strategy. But don't get stuck wholesaling, because wholesaling is earned income, meaning that if you stop, it stops making you money unless you build a team and you build automation and systems and processes and hire virtual assistants to help run that operation for you. But I always tell people, like, when they come to me and they'll say, Zach, well, I want to wholesale. Well, my first question to you is why? Why did you choose wholesaling? Well, I just can't do anything else. Well, who told you you can't do anything else? Well, and that's the question at hand, is did someone along the way sit down with you and actually break down to you, like, here's what wholesaling is and here's what rehabbing is, and, you know, are you able to do it? Because here's my opinion on this. Every one of you listening to this and watching this should be flipping real estate. You should be. You should be doing some type of remodels. You should be doing some type of deals where you can buy them cheap, fix them up, and sell them at retail and make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on these deals. You should all be doing that. And the reason that I say that is because that's where the real money is made. So think about this. If all I did was I went out, I'm gonna write on my wall. See, we tell our kids don't write on your wall, but when you paint your wall to write on it, then you get to write on it, okay? But if all I told you was, hey, all I want you to do is go out and do four rehabs this year, and your average profit was $25,000. So if I did four times $25,000, that's what? That's $100,000 for the year. So do you understand why I'm such a fan of rehabbing? Because where else can I work part-time, hire a contractor to do all the work, and literally find one deal every quarter? That's all I need to do. One deal every quarter. If I can find one deal every quarter, then that means I can make $100,000 a year. Now, most of you watching this, $100,000 a year in income or extra income is a game changer. It's a game changer. So now let's look at it from a different equation. If I wanted to make $100,000 a year as a wholesaler, I need to do about 10 deals a year, because I can make on average between $7,000 and $10,000 per deal, right? So that's gonna put me at about $100,000. So let's think about that. Which one of these has more work involved? That's the question you gotta ask yourself. Which one has more work? Because at the end of the day, you might think rehabbing has more work. And the only reason that you would think rehabbing has more work is because you are thinking you have to do all the work. And that is the furthest from what I'm trying to teach you. So if you're doing rehabs, you should be hiring a contractor to manage the project. So therefore, my work is really what? Working with agents, doing some marketing, sending out some direct mail, finding some good leads, filling out some paperwork, getting an offer together, and so forth. From there, I hand it off to a contractor. They do all the work, so I make $100,000 a year. Now, let's look at the equation from as a wholesaler. If you're gonna be a wholesaler, your work is a lot more. And here's why. Because the deals that you have to get as a wholesaler means you've gotta put in more energy and more time dialing the phones and digging up deals and digging and digging and digging and digging. Because think about this, if I gotta do 10 deals a year, that's basically one deal a month if I take December off for the holidays and I take a month off for the summer vacation with the kids. So that's 2 months off. And by the way, I think everybody should really try to work a life model that works around that. But that means I'm working 10 months out of the year. And let's say that, you know, out of those 10 months, I've gotta find a deal every single month, which means I put more pressure on myself to try to dig for more deals every single month. I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm saying is is don't short yourself from going into rehabs as a tier three investor. Because here's what I can tell you. Most people will say, well, yeah, but if I'm going to do a tier three, I need more money. Well, here's the reality. There are asset-based lenders everywhere. Okay, we have asset-based lenders that we refer to our students. You just got to call the line. You just got to call 707-247-4248. Talk to a student advisor. See if we can help you build a plan for your business to help you reach success. And then we can start teaching you some what's called financial exercises to help you understand that there is money available to you out there and you can go get it. A lot of people don't realize this because why? It's not that they can't do it. It's the fact that they haven't been taught how to do it. Does that make sense? Carly, does that make sense?
Complete sense.
That's a complete sentence, okay? That's a complete sentence right there. So what I want you to understand is yes, wholesaling is an avenue only if you're brand new, you have time because you got to dial the phones, you got to do a lot of marketing. If I want to make 100 grand a year as a wholesaler, I got to do what? 10 deals a year. You understand this equation? 10 deals a year, which means I got to put in some time to do this. I got to call. I got to dial. I got to send direct mail. I got to put this out there. On top of that, the only other reason you would do wholesaling is because you just have a fear of going out and raising money, or you have a fear of talking to asset-based lenders that would fund your deal. Or the one that we can help you overcome more than anything is that you just don't have the knowledge base to know where to find this money. And you've never been given a financial exercise. So I'm offering a line to you right now to pick up the phone and call our office at 707-247-4248 and tell someone that you're wanting really to understand how you can get into a tier three investor with the right coach. You need a coach to guide you through that process. I'll give you a prime example. I'm so mad right now. Can you guys tell I'm mad? Like, I'm mad. Let me get my mad. I'm mad because I got a student. You hear that thunder? See, that's how mad I am. That's mad right there. I got a student that I'm working with that hired me as a consultant coach to help them with their business. And this student won't listen to me. They went out and grabbed a deal, like in a hurry, didn't even spend the time to research it, didn't spend the time to really delegate, started shooting me text, and I'm saying, look, check this. Well, next thing you know, they're in the middle of a deal and they had to pay a $5,000 assignment fee that's non-refundable, and now it's coming back to bite them in the butt. And that makes me angry that we didn't slow down enough to go through the processes correctly by validating everything. So look, all this is great, but if you don't have a coach, no, let's change that. Even if you have a coach and you won't listen to them, then you're not coachable. You're just throwing money at a problem that's not fixable until you start to realize that you need a coach and you need to listen to that coach, okay? Because that coach is going to help you go through this model. They're going to help you understand, should you wholesale, should you rehab? Because there's money out there. And I'm going to tell you right now, you could have a full-time job and be rehabbing. You could have a full-time job, buy a deal, put a contractor on it, go by after work, check the progress, and move forward. You could do this in another market and hire a service call. We go look and let them go look for you. These are the things you need to think about, is that right there. It's like, it's possible once you have the right information. So with that said, so when do you know that you should go from wholesaling to rehabbing? That's really the question. How do you scale up? Well, you should know that you should scale up from a wholesaler to a rehabber as soon as you get out of the fear of going after the money. As soon as you get over the fear of understanding that there's money there, but here's my point. The same amount of time that you would have to put in dialing for wholesale deals, if you put that time in dialing for funding, you would have all the money you ever needed, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yes.
I mean, it is the truth. If you would put the same time in to dialing for money, looking for money that you would trying to find a wholesale deal, you would absolutely grow your business 10 times faster. Now, don't get me wrong, you should always wholesale, but if I can get you to a tier three model as fast as possible rehabbing, then every deal that comes in that either doesn't fit our clustering buying patterns, or we're just not in a position to buy it because we've already bought three rehabs, those deals then become wholesale deals. So wholesaling doesn't become our primary strategy anymore, it becomes our secondary strategy. Why? Because there's still money to be made in deals that you find that you just can't close on. So that's what you need to think about right there. Now, on the other side of the equation, you've got tier three and tier four, or tier two and tier four. So how do you know that you should be a creative real estate investor, meaning seller financing? Well, a lot of that is gonna have to do with your market. If you're in a market where getting financing to buy real estate is challenging, meaning that if you're in a market that financing, especially like in that tier, like that C class, B class type neighborhoods, you know, those markets have a hard time getting financing. So those types of neighborhoods are the types of neighborhoods that we want to move in. So if your medium home price is $150,000 and you got neighborhoods that are selling for $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, well, those are ideal markets for seller financing because those types of markets have high restrictions because of past inventory issues. On top of that, they have issues with the buyer types. So those are creative strategy markets. So how do I know to do a tier two? Well, it's on the market. If the market requires a tier two, then I'm gonna move in with a tier two strategy. I'm gonna come in with like lease option strategies. I'm gonna come in with land installment strategies, contract for deeds, subject twos, wrap mortgages. I'm gonna learn these strategies and you need to learn these from Ian Flanagan. Oh, and by the way, Ian Flanagan is gonna be on our interview tomorrow with Dig Deeper with an Expert. You guys don't want to miss that one, okay? I know we had some technical issues last time, but we got it all fixed and figured out. So we're ready to rock and roll tomorrow with Ian Flanagan, the seller financing expert. So that's where a tier two comes in. Now, people say, well, Zach, how do you know when you should move into a tier four buy and hold? Well, I'm going to get back to that in just a minute. So guys, this is Zach Childress, your real estate coach. We're going to take a quick break and come right back. So stay tuned. Hey, welcome back. This is Zach Childress with the Real Estate Investing Talk. Sorry if I left you too long, but I was having some good old times with my Facebook family. Oh, did I mention that you need to be on Facebook so you can interact with me and ask questions and help you grow your business? If you're listening to me on Blog Talk Radio or on the podcast or any other radio out there, you need to go to reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. That's reisuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Join the Facebook fan, join the Facebook family, become a part of what we do, and you can interact with me also and ask questions. So where we left off was tier one versus tier three and how we move into tier three. Then we talked about tier two creative financing and how to know when to do that. It's not really when do you move into it, but tier two is really designed about what is your market and when should you use the strategy or where should you use the strategy based on your market. That leads me to tier four. So people always say, well, Zach, I want cash flow, I want cash flow. Yes, you do want cash flow. You want cash flow immediately. Tier two can give you cash flow. Tier two can do it. So move into those segments that have those needs and start building cash flow, monthly cash flow off of creative financing, where you can lease the property out with and then sandwich lease option it out to a tenant buyer, where you can create a subject to on a property and then lease it out or rent it out to a renter because you now own the property. Well, you control the property because they couldn't sell it and you could jump on it. But tier four is where we want to be. Tier four is where you got to get to. Listen, tier four is where everybody starts off in real estate. Why do I say that? Because everybody says, man, I want mailbox money. I want to make money while I sleep. I want to do that for rental properties. But then when people get started, they go, oh, but I can't. I don't have a down payment or my credit's not good enough yet. Well, that's true. So you use tier two. You use creative financing to build that cash flow. How do you know when it's ready for you to move into tier four? Well, it's pretty simple. You need to be right now going down to the banks and you need to be talking with banks. You need to say, what do I need to do to get you to give me a loan on a duplex or a triplex or a three family or a four family or an eight unit? And the bank will then tell you, they'll say, well, look, you know, your credit's at, you know, a 605. You know, you might be at a 605 right now. I need you at a 640. So here's what you need to work on. So now I've got an action plan. Okay, awesome. Well, what kind of down money do I need to bring in? Well, we're going to want 15 or 20% down. So once I've identified that, so let's do some math for you real quick. So if I know that I need to be in a, I want cash flow. Well, that's not working out very well. I want cash flow. Let's say I want cash flow. Let's say I want $4,000 a month. Let's say that's my number, $4,000. So I want $4,000 a month. Passive cash flow on top of what I make now or just to pay my bills. Well, what that means is now I've got to position myself to how do I get $4,000 a month? Well, look at it this way. If I buy a duplex and I get a loan from a bank with 20% down and I'm buying it right around what we call the all-in pricing, which is about $30,000 to $35,000 a unit, and I can rent it for around $500. So if I can pay $70,000 for a duplex and I can collect $1,000 a month off that duplex, with my debt services, my expenses, and everything that's in consideration, I can make about $500 a month off of that duplex. Okay, at that in that realm, 30 to 35, renting at 500 a door. So if I know that, then how many duplexes do I have to buy to get to 4,000? Anybody know that one? Jill says, I want to come to Dallas. Look at the G, lovely G.
I know, Jill, you're supposed to be on vacation.
I know. So anyways, you guys didn't figure that out. It's how many? It's eight. Eight equals $4,000 a month, okay? So I need eight duplexes. So let's think of the numbers. If I'm paying $60,000 a duplex, which is where I need to be, I'm giving you some financial breakdown right now. If I'm paying $60,000 a duplex to get to that number and the bank wants 20% down, how much down payment do I have to come in? How much?
$12,000.
$12,000. So if I need eight of these to get to the number I want, 12,000 times eight equals?
96.
$96,000. I need $96,000. Oh, I'm playing music already. Watch out. I'm ready to play some more music.
Your laptop.
I need $96,000. So now I've got a starting point. So I know that if I need eight duplexes or four fourplexes to get to the magical number I want, then I know that I need to go out, if I can buy them around $60,000 a piece, I need about $12,000 per duplex, which means I need about $96,000. Let's round up. I need $100,000 to get it into the market to be making $48,000 a year off of that money. You heard me right. That's a what? That's a 48% cash on cash return. That is what I'm going to talk to you today about, the Bitcoin fight. Okay? So $100,000 a year means what? Who remembers? How long would it take me to make $100,000 a year? Who knows the answer? I gave it to you earlier. I need what? 1 year is a tier three. Yeah. I need four flips. Four flips equals $100,000. So if I spend the whole first year doing four flips, that's one flip a quarter to make $100,000, I can reinvest that back into passive and cash flow, which means year two, I'm making $48,000 a year passively. So now if I want to make what? $96,000 a year, then I need to do how many flips? Eight. You understand how this works? It's all a backwards math. I need to go to the bank first to figure out what they're willing to do for me. So now I have a starting point and a game plan to execute to go after this. Where most people make a mistake is they don't ever go sit down with a bank to talk to them. The bank is your best friend. The bank is the guy that's going to tell you what they'll loan you, because here's why. When it comes to long-term investments like fourplexes, cash flow, you need a bank on board, because the worst investment you could ever make is pay cash for that daggum rental property, because then your return is horrible. You're talking 4, 5, 6%. So that's why it's so important that you understand that. You guys with me on this? I hope you are. So here's the thing. I want you to join me on Facebook. Because this is Zach Childress, your real estate coach, and I'm going to be talking about the Bitcoin versus real estate investing, but that's from a Facebook fan. So guys, if you listen to me on the radio and you listen to me on Blog Talk Radio, join me on REISuccessacademy.com/Facebook. Do that. Go over there, join us, like us, follow us, share our streams, because that, my friend, is where I want to see you. And until next time, just know that this is Zach Childress, your real estate coach. And I'll see you soon. Bye.